Husky Don's morale captains kept the energy alive and electric at the University of Connecticut last Saturday and Sunday and helped raise $1.5 million for Connecticut Children's Medical Center. Morale captains are the hype crew of Husky Don. They work to motivate dancers, dancer representatives, and entire teams. They get them excited as the anticipation for the event grows throughout the year, and in the end, the results are magical. Sophomore Abby Conrad participated in Huskython last year, but she said this was her first year as morale captain.
We basically just have helped encourage everyone to register and help everyone fundraise. A new thing we did this year, morale captains paired up with dancer reps for every team. So I was the morale captain for the Subog team. So sometimes dancer reps, they're kind of thrown in the position or they don't really know how to lead their team. So that's why we did this new thing this year. And so for Subog...
Conrad said morale captains have put in a lot of hours of intense work to prepare for Huskython, but the end result was worth it all. They spent 2 hours every Tuesday and Sunday learning the morale dance, which everyone performs every hour on the hour for the 18-hour dance marathon.
I would say finally being here now and doing the first morale dance of the night, it was pretty cool because we've been working on it since we got back this semester. And so to finally have everyone else see it and be able to teach everyone is pretty cool. Up until Tuesday, we were still being...
Each team could ensure that their miracle child and family was having a good time by taking them around to basketball, bouncy houses, and mechanical bull riding. Danielle Schnaufer, mom to miracle child Matthew, said she loved seeing the interactions between students and the children.
Okay, and how do you as a parent getting to see this? How does it make you feel?
Oh, it's awesome. I love it. It was so awesome to see the kids being cheered in as they came in, and I love the sibling part of it, and they're all having so much fun, and I love how the fraternities and sororities play with the kids and make them feel special.
Sophomores Mason Armstrong and John Perez both said the atmosphere in the Hugh S. Greer Fieldhouse was something incredible to experience for their first time.
It's so fun to see all the kids having a great time and just enjoying themselves with all these college students.
Perez was committed to raising money for the kids all throughout the night, even challenging himself to participate in Huskython's haircutting drive. Perez said if he could raise $50 throughout the night, he would go through with it, and that he did.
I'm going to shave my head. It's for the kids. I'm trying to raise the money, and it's just my hair grows back quick, so why not?
For WHUS News, I'm Kate Ariano.